Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Aki. Here's a look at what's happening right now in the news. AIG's CEO is on Capitol Hill today. Edward Liddy is expected to answer questions from lawmakers about huge bonuses paid to its executives, despite the fact that the government forked over billions to keep the company afloat. Well, now the government wants some of that money back. Senators are also working on a plan to tax the bonuses given by companies that got bailout money. A new report shows inflation is running a little higher than expected. Consumer prices rose 0.4% last month. It's the biggest jump in 7 months. The main culprit? Higher gas prices. And a brand new CNN poll shows the economy is forcing some Americans to spend less on daily necessities and delay big purchases. 32% say they've cut back on food and medicine in the past 6 months. Families making less than $25,000 were hit the hardest. Pope Benedict XVI is courting controversy in Africa with his stance on condom use. On his first papal visit to Africa, the Pope is telling Africa's bishops to defend traditional family values by refusing to soften the Vatican's ban on condom use. The pontiff is on a 7-day trip to the continent. Josef Fritzl says watching his daughter's taped testimony led to his surprising plea change. The 73-year-old Austrian now says he is guilty of murder and enslavement, as well as rape, incest, and other charges. Both verdict and sentencing are expected soon. Fritzl faces life in prison. Astronauts will soon start installing new solar wings on the International Space Station. Space Shuttle Discovery docked with the station yesterday. The 7-member shuttle crew greeted the space station members shortly afterward. Today, they're going to remove the solar wings from the shuttle's payload bay. And thanks for watching. Please stick with us here at CNN.com and CNN.com Live. Of course, we'll have updates for you right here throughout the day.